With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump threw the House Speaker a curveball on a family-friendly issue in Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Late last week, the president endorsed a proposal that would allow new parents in Congress to vote by proxy rather than in person. That position put him squarely against Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has aggressively tried to kill that bill. The president told reporters, "If you're having a baby, I think you should be able to call in and vote. I'm in favor of that," he said. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met British Admiral Anthony Radikin and French General Thierry Burkhard in Kiev yesterday. They discussed a potential deployment of a multinational peacekeeping force to Ukraine. The death toll from a Russian missile strike in the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv Rih has risen to 19, including several children. Scientists have developed something that could help translate thoughts into real-time speech.
A new device could put a voice to the thoughts in our brain. Scientists say it would help those unable to speak. The device is in the experimental phase but has already proven successful. The new study described testing the device on a 47-year-old quadriplegic woman who had not spoken for 18 years after a stroke. Gopala Anumanchipalli, co-author of the study published in the Nature Neuroscience Journal, says the device translates thoughts into real-time spoken words. The device was surgically implanted into the woman's brain during the clinical trial. Researchers built a synthesizer that used a recording of her voice before her injury to create speech similar to hers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The confirmed death toll from last month's massive earthquake in Myanmar has risen to 3,455 as UN agencies and foreign aid donors ramp up emergency efforts. The 7.7 quake hit a wide swath of the country. This is SRN News. A survey from the Pew Research Center indicates that a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Sapir says the president is, quote, putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position by having to decide between catering to their progressive activist base or their median voter. The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, a law allowing parents to access their child's records. Federal officials say they could take away taxpayer funding from the state. This is SRN News. It's called the torpedo bat, and it's become the talk of Major League Baseball this early season.
These strikingly different bats with large bowling pin-like barrels are picking up orders. Victus Sports, the company that makes the official bat of MLB, has seen sales and interest spike in the bat. Victus isn't the only company producing the bulgy bats, but were among the first to list them for sale online after the Yankees made them the talk of the sports world. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
This could be the day one of the NHL's biggest records changes hands. Alex Ovechkin has matched Wayne Gretzky's career goals record by getting to 894 on Friday night. He gets a chance to break it at the New York Islanders this afternoon. Ovechkin took in the moment of scoring twice at home in Washington. Capitals win seemed to soak in the chance to celebrate tying one of hockey's most hallowed records. If he doesn't break it today, he's got five more matches to try. This is SRN News.